Well, I got my guy here, The Law, Lunching with Law. This is going to be one of my favorite one-on-ones. I am serious. One of my absolute favorites. This guy is amazing. He's allowing me to record, and the reason I'm just pumping this guy up is you really need to be with him. You need to know him. You need to launch with him. I just invite all of you to look at him. Swing your dresses for me one time, Law. Just so they can
which
see.
Way you want it, man. Which way?
That's it. Okay, that's it.
So.
That's it. That's it. Two chocolate brothers. Dark skin right. For life. There it is. There it is. Good, man. Good. All right. Well, I don't know what you're going to talk about, but I know you can talk about it until you run out. I'm here for you. Let's roll.
Awesome. Okay. Hey, guys. I'm Laura. And my first question that came up is, releasing complacency is almost done. What is next? So I've been on this journey doing my 30 days of lives on Facebook, and it was releasing 30 days of releasing complacency. So I'm trying to figure out what's next once I actually complete my 30 days. We're in day 26 right now. So it's almost there.
Nah, that's good. That's good. I want you to write this down. I think you should do a podcast next. Definitely. Even if whether it be the Lunching with Law podcast, and you can talk about more than just releasing complacency, or you can call it the Release of Complacency podcast, depending on how passionate you are about that subject. But you most certainly need to launch a podcast next for a few reasons. One, voice is just taking over. We're so busy. We are underserved and underprivileged, that's for sure. And we're just busy, and we like to... In fact, some of the people are going to be listening to us as we're recording. They're going to be listening to us while not looking at the video. They're going to be listening to us while driving or something, right? That voice thing always works. With that being said, a podcast, and I'll walk you through a podcast and there's some things you should do. Now, you can look at your podcast from two ways, as I said. You can do Lunching with Law podcast, and or you can do complacent. Say it for me.
Releasing complacency.
There we go. Releasing complacency. I don't know why I want to say replacing complacency and then complacency. I was all over the place. Now, the reason you want to do this, real talk though, man, podcasts and the information we live in now, it'll change 10 years from now, maybe even sooner. But to write a book, to write a blog, a consistent blog, or to produce a podcast, are the greatest ways to build a personal brand.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, they do wonders for the personal brand. Wonders. And after all, you're a magnetic guy. You dress on point. Y'all are seeing him after a workout doing some community service. He's normally in something tailor-made and all that stuff, right? You have the look. Okay. You have the charm. You woo everybody. Take your personal brand further.
Okay.
Because when you launch to different businesses, your personal brand will follow you. Yeah, definitely. If Beyonce put out Chapstick right now, which I don't think that's anywhere on her plan, but if she did, it would sell out because her personal brand lends to that.
Right, right. And that's
definitely do that next. Exactly.
It's funny that you mentioned book because with doing these different lives and my speaking points are very defined and it's very outlined. Yeah. So that would be my next step. I actually want to make this a book and I kind of came out with a plan between the next 3 to 6 months. Do you think that is doable?
Absolutely. I think that is doable.
Because the plan
matter
is
fact, not only do I think
detailed.
Wow. Not only do I think that it's doable this Friday, which is, what is this? It's Tuesday for us. Mm-hmm. So in 3 days from now, I'm actually going to do a special training inside the ATS Business University on writing a book. And anybody that's on there will be about 50% done when I'm done training. Because I'm actually going to take people. I have some tricks and tools that I use. Okay. So, yeah, if you want to at least catch that training if you can't catch it live, because I know you'll be traveling the world. But as soon as it's done, watch it on demand, and that will help you greatly.
Okay. That would be phenomenal. Because I figure, you know, your book is your resume, right? So it's how people actually know you. So you need to have something out there. So I decided that Releasing Complacency would be the best book out because I have all these lives. It is actually completely defined. And then my second book, which is my story, which I'm, you know, extremely passionate about, I can get out next. But it also gives me a little more time to actually finish writing it and putting all the juice that I want into it.
Right, absolutely. A couple of things here that you just blew up in my mind, and I'm so grateful you did. You have the videos that are going to become the book. When that happens, you're going to use your podcast to what? Promote the book. Not when it come out, before. Every episode, you're going to say, hey, you know, it's coming. Releasing Complacency is coming. And here's just a little snippet of what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about for 5 minutes something I'm going to talk about, and you're going to go release it. And if you like that in 5 minutes, I promise you, you'll love the book. It is very long. You'll love it. It's detailed, and I'm just so grateful that all of you are following me. Get somebody to like this, rate this podcast, give me 5 stars if you love me. If it's one, then just give me some feedback so I can get better. And please tell somebody about this so I can continue to serving everybody and help the whole world release complacency. My name is Law, and I'm telling you, you should launch with me.
Okay. I like there that. Yep.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it's about. That's the whole theme of Rockets came about. You know, my following, I call them Rockets. We're always launching wherever.
Nice.
So that's why the following is
wow. Rockets. Wow. I like that. Rockets. Hey, Rockets, I appreciate you to my Rocket family. Yes, I like that. I wish I would have made that up. Damn it, I did make that up. That's all right. That's all right. Maybe next lifetime. I'll get it before you do.
I'll lend it to you in the next lifetime.
I sure appreciate you, man. I appreciate you.
Okay, so
what else we got?
I guess the next question is kind of one and the same because you kind of went through it. The next question was, how can I use Releasing Complacency to market my speaking career? So, you know, like we said, we have these lives and then I'm going to turn it into a book. But is there something that I can do in the meantime until the book is actually done? Or what can I do with the lives, I guess?
Sure. Absolutely. Two things. But the one thing we've already repeated, go back to podcast.
Right.
Anybody who's
definitely doing that.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's public speaking. You have to be entertaining. You can't see your crowd. You have to enunciate properly. You have to produce it. You have to do all these great things. If you are a podcaster, you're pretty much a public speaker at the same time. And if you get top ranked or a lot of crowd or audience, people are going to say, wow, man, that was awesome. I can't wait to get you to say that on my stage. Mm. That'll help there. Now what you can do is, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I want you to come up with a week. But this is... it's Law Week, Launching with Law Week, Releasing Complacency Week. I want you to come up with a whole week. In my case, I have the ATS week, which is happening next month. Literally, I took 8 days, and I call it ATS week. But don't get it twisted. It's not that original. I love Shark Week so much. I said, well, Shark Week, I'm going to do ATS week. I love Shark Week. I'm such a nerd. I'm going to do ATS week, and I purposely do ATS week to lead into Shark Week.
Okay. Mm.
I purposely do it. I want you to create a week. This is what I want you to do. I want you to create a week, and it's either going to be about releasing complacency and the many things you can talk about, or it can be launching with Law. But I want you to do something pretty cool. I want you to come up with, let's come up with 30 videos. Okay, go do 30 again, but not the way you just did it. 30 videos, seven of them need to be an hour long, and they need to be interviews with magnetic people. And I'll come back to that in a second. That leaves 23 left. 23 of them can be however long you want them to be. No structure, no anything. Just pour out. They can be in a car. They can be with people. They can be with interview. It doesn't matter. Whatever your energy is feeling with the ether of the universe, you make it happen, dominate it, give it everything you have. 23 videos. This is what you're going to do. For 1 week, that's 7 days, You're going to have 30 videos you're going to post, okay. Period. And the only ones that have a schedule are the 7 one-hour shows, because you're going to make a graphic.
Right.
And at prime time during that week, 7 p.m., 8 p.m.,
okay.
Right? Prime time, you're going to display the one show that's 7 shows, that those 7 one-hours, they're going to be one show. You're going to name it something, okay? You're going to name it something that's inside the week name that you already have. For instance, Shark Week, and it's going to be Relaxing with Kevin Hart. That's going to be the show. Relaxing with Kevin Hart is going to be the prime time, but it is Shark Week that is the name of the week of interviews and whatever. Now,
okay.
The 23 before, you're just going to play them. So when you can, whenever you buy the computer, you're just going to put them out, play them. Put them out, play them. Let's see, 23, 7 days. That's 7.12 videos a day. Okay? That's what you're going to do. And you're going to do it, and you're going to pour into people. By the time you're done, all this is pre-recorded, obviously. By the time you're done, you would have made Releasing Complacency, A Luncheon with Law, something no one else has ever done.
So I become the expert.
Yeah, now you're going to become way expert because you already got 30 hours on it already. Now you're just going to have fun and take it to prime time.
Okay.
That's all. You're just going to take it to prime time Facebook. That's all. You're going to have fun, and you're going to create a whole TV network for 1 year. I mean, for 1 week. And you never know. It might come out so good next year. You may do Lunching with Law in Bangladesh, in Thailand. Wow. Right? You get it? Because you're right. You already travel. This thing will be so big that you just say, you know what? Let me just relax. And this week, we're going to be interviewing people on the streets of Thailand, et cetera, et cetera. That's what you do next. It's two things now. Podcast and now a TV week.
Okay.
The reason I'm doing that is because the internet has erased the middleman, and I wish more people would.
Correct.
We don't need. Listen, you don't need to go to CBS.
No, you don't.
You go to Facebook. If Mark Zuck didn't want you to be famous, he shouldn't have made Facebook Live. He should have did it. You know, he should have let videos be posted. You just simply using the videos that he wants you to use so you can get rich.
Correct.
That's what we're going to do. So they're going to see all 30 of these videos. Then what you're going to do is you're going to show 30 different ones. And this time, no rules. The 23 have no rules, so that's relaxing. Whatever energy you're feeling. And the 7 will always have a guest or the same guest that takes the pressure off of you. And you just laugh and joke and have fun. Yes, okay. Whole week, people are going to just fall in love with you after they're already in love with you. And they're going to say, God, man, how you keep putting out all this content? And you're going to say, I'm just that bad. And you're going to swing the dreads. Right? Then you're going to swing the dreads on them, just like that. Okay. I can't hold on. Before you go, I can't help myself. For entertainment purposes, won't you tell the audience how long you've been growing them dreads?
Well, 29. I believe I started 21, but I've cut it twice since then.
You cut it twice?
Yes, I have.
Wow. Okay.
I'm talking short. I'm talking like here.
Wow.
And my hair just grows. There's something in it. It might be the wisdom in it because I have gray hair in the middle of my head. So it could be the wisdom that's making
it. It could be. So, well, you know what? The universe just wanted you chocolate and fire. That's what that is, man.
There you go.
There it is. Okay. You had a question.
Okay, so with the interviews, right?
Sure.
Who do I decide on I should interview, or how do I go about that?
You want to go about this one not with who you like, but who is entertaining. What most speakers forget, And we shouldn't. It's everything is entertainment. Listen, right. I could interview you on Zoom and be like, all right, man, what you got next? All right. No, I'm showing my personality. You got a lot of personality. I'm showing my personality. This is freaking entertainment, right?
That's what sells.
You understand.
Entertaining because my goal, you know, become this phenomenal speaker. But
yeah,
what I always say is I'm entertained at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
I'm here to put on a show for you.
Or you're going to be broke.
Right.
Neither one of us wants to be broke, right?
Nope, yeah. Not at all.
So find someone entertaining. Find you, you know, a really pretty girl or really, you know, someone that's magnetic. Or a few people that's magnetic. And actually, now when you have that entertainment value, and then you actually have something to say, that's when you become unstoppable. Because here's why. This is something, and you've heard this before, but I'll have you write it down anyway. I want you to remember it. Candy with the medicine. I want you to always remember this.
Candy with the medicine.
My secret. Yeah, this is my, well, I'm from the South, so we say, we have all these crazy sayings like that. Give the baby the candy with the medicine. You know, we you know. And here's what happens. When I talk, no matter what I'm doing, I could be super complex quantum physics, or I could, it doesn't matter how I'm doing it. It's just this level of entertainment that I'm going to give you, and that's the candy. And you don't even know I slipped you transformational medicine.
Right.
Yeah, you just walk away going, wow. He kept my attention the whole time, and you know what? He had some good points.
Right.
I think I need to change. And that's what you're going to do. Every time. It's very intentional with me. I've been doing it. I've been intentionally doing candy with the medicine for about 3 years. Right. Intentionally. Before, I mean, I was already big, but I wasn't big on camera. But when I decided to be big on camera, one of my first feedbacks was, whoa, man, you're way up there. We can't understand you. You're way up there. And I said, you know what? I got it. Let me dumb down for my audience to make more dollars. Ah, that great philosopher Jay-Z said that. Ah, there it is, right? And candy with the medicine, man. So those 7 people, or whatever, those 7 days, one person's, 7 people, 3 people, doesn't matter. Have that magnetic experience. Your energy is going to vibrate perfectly. I'm going to be dressed up. Lights are going to be good. You're going to have the chairs, stage set up. It's going to look differently than the other 23. All that candy, you're going to laugh, you're going to joke. And then you're going to talk about something serious while laughing, and then boom, they go to medicine, change, travel with law. You can do whatever you want to be.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, so you mentioned like a stage. Can this be the stage, or you would want it to be something different?
No, I like that right there. You're fine. All right, you're fine. And the reason why I say I like that is because I don't want you to buy anything. I want you to grow. I don't want you to...
That's where I'm at.
So. Yeah. That's exactly where I'm at. I'm spending way too much money right now.
I'm watching the funds. I'm on a mission. Everyone knows. No. Law's on a mission. You can't go there. No. Law's on a mission. You can't go there. And I make it very known. I'm on a mission. I can do it. I choose not to. So I can do more of it later.
That's right. That's right. You are absolutely right about that. Right about that. Yeah. Don't buy anything. And then with the 23 shows... Don't try to produce, not Steven Spielberg. Take a note out of Gary Vaynerchuk's book, and document, don't create. Just document your life, have some fun, whatever you're going through. If you have a meeting, you know what? TV time. Let's talk while I'm already over here. You know, things like that, man. Make it that simple.
Okay. Cool. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so that sounds exciting. It sounds challenging. Sounds like the next step.
Yep.
Okay, so my other question is, well, because I have a lot of them, not other, several. Uh-huh. What are your thoughts on my speaking abilities? I know that you have watched a couple of videos. What is it, you know?
Yeah, I watched about 57% of your videos.
Okay.
I watched about 57%. You don't have a speaker problem at all. You have something that I did not expect you to have, but it makes sense. You have... There's something about... your demeanor and your voice and your posture.
Okay.
That when you talk, like, see me, I'm in the camera, I'm forward, I'm intense. It's just all the time, man, I'm intense. You know, I eat a Snickers bar, I'm like, you know, give me this Snickers bar, I'm intense. You know, and you're, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm very smart.
You know, got this smile going on, you're sitting there. And it totally works. It totally works for you. I could never pull it off. I could never sit there and go, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you, Maybe if I was on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. or something, right? But other than that, no, I couldn't do it. And that works for you. Okay. And I noticed, man, I noticed you had something to say. You said it well. I love your enunciation. That's always a plus for me. People can actually pronounce words and actually say them. We don't understand it, but well, maybe we're not consciously aware of it, but we like our favorite rappers or favorite musicians or what have you, because we can understand what the hell they're saying.
Correct.
You know, at the end of the day, we like that I can hear the K in the like and it things helps. Like that. Yeah, it definitely helps. It definitely helps and also sets you apart. It right. sets you apart from everyone else. It most certainly does. So now, you don't have any speaker things that I would correct. I just wanted to point out three things that I really thought worked out for you. It is your demeanor, and you, and I'm gonna get a little weird here in a second, but it's your demeanor, your posture, and your voice. They really work out for you. They really do. Here's a weirdness coming on. I believe in the light. And you know, there's energy, you know, and well, everything's energy, but some folk carry this untainted creative source energy. And it just works. If you were baking cookies and using the light with it, you know, not a special ingredient, but correct motives, there's something about you, everything, you got the Midas touch, whatever you touch turns to gold because it's the light. And you do that and you have it. Every last one of your videos, it was the light. You were drawing the exact audience you were supposed to be drawing.
Okay.
This, me and you right now, when I put it on my YouTube channel, it's going to draw exactly who it's supposed to.
Okay.
It really is. You're the kind of person, if you decide you want to be an actor, you go out to L.A. and you wait a table, and then you meet the director who says you have the look I'm looking for, and all of a sudden you're the next A-list celebrity, and your story was amazing, and you're Denzel Washington now.
Right. And that's I know that can be done.
See?
On that journey, but at 23, something changed. And I was pushing another direction because
that's good. You would have been there. That's good. That's good. No feedback, man, but positive feedback. You did a good job, honestly.
The one thing that I appreciate about you sharing with me this direction is that it made me a better speaker.
Yeah.
Noticing what are the things that I can work on, what are the things that I'm best at, but it just made me even more comfortable with speaking because I am a YouTuber, so I'm accustomed to speaking.
Yep.
But the difference with being a YouTuber and going live all the time is you don't have time to correct. You're in the moment and you're going from it and you're using whatever your thoughts are. You don't have time to process it. So that was a little different for me, but I've noticed that it's made me a better speaker and it's made me more comfortable with speaking on my toes because you gotta be quick.
Absolutely. And going live for me, what happened, what helped me is I've learned how to talk and be with my audience and not talk at the camera.
Right.
And there is a big difference.
It definitely is.
There is a big difference. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So good, man. Yeah, good. What else you got?
How can I go about strengthening my speaking abilities even more than what it is at this point? What are some of the things I can do? I know I do look at a lot of speakers and I continue with that, but what else could I do?
Yeah, sure. You have, most people right now would tell you Toastmasters. Nothing against Toastmasters. Toastmasters is awesome.
Yeah, I did hear that at the trainer.
Yeah. Most certainly. I've obviously taken a different route to Toastmasters since I speak 300, 400 times a year. Yeah. Kind of different. And I speak on stages that are pretty, you know, pretty big. The best way, and people are not going to agree with this, but I know this from experience. The best way for your speaking ability to get better is to create lots of products. I'm being honest here.
Okay.
Let me tell you why I'm so damn good. I have product after product after. I've got products. I have, I have maybe 10 products you can go view now. Mm-hmm. But I have, and I'm not lying. In fact, I'm using my phone. I can't even. I have. Hold on, real quick. I'm going to use my laptop because I forgot I have a Mac and there's sync. My notes are sync. I'm going to literally count for you my actual how many products I have that are being edited right now.
Okay.
Six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 39, 22, that is 53, and then 54, and then two more. So 55. I have 55 classes, courses and classes that stretch 2 hours, no, 4 hours and above.
Wow.
Do you know how good you get when you force yourself to talk to people you cannot see, and then you anticipate what they're going to ask?
Wow. Okay. That's and like then, a whole other level.
Man, you know, when I'm writing the courses, I say, okay, this is what I'm going to say. And I say, okay, but I know they're going to say this. So I'm actually going to put that in there too. And you know what? Someone can disagree with that. So I'm going to address that too. And I do it until it's over. Like, I'm not joking. I'll read a few of them to you. Negotiation mastery, six-figure generation, cold call mastery. I'll scroll down a little bit. Probate purchases, real estate 101, rehab, because I also do real estate too. Sales training, prospecting, laws of money one, laws of money two, laws of wealth creation one, laws of wealth creation two. I can keep going on. 9 key elements to a landing page, all sorts of stuff. And this is just the business side. This isn't even talking about all the law of attraction stuff I do. What I'm trying to press across is, if you keep pushing out product after product, it forces you to, you said, think on your toes when you think while you're speaking. Man, you got to record those. It's going to give you mic presence.
Okay.
You're going to know exactly what you, I know exactly what I want to sound like. I am sounding like it right now. This is just me and you.
Right, right, right.
I would be doing the same thing if it was me, you, and 100 people.
That is true.
Yeah, I would be doing the same thing. I would be equally as animated, intense, and on fire because I have just discovered what I want to sound like, and I don't want right. to sound like anything else.
Matter of fact, I pretend the audience is just sitting in my room.
Yeah, and that's amazing because you start visualizing their faces and you start seeing them and you start feeling energy from the audience that don't exist yet.
Yeah.
Man, if you do that, if you put out product, not only because remember, you need products to become a millionaire anyway. If you put out products, but you force yourself to dominate that product, like these products have, some of them have hundreds of classes inside of them, of course, with hundreds of classes. When you do that, you learn, because then you say, here's one thing that helped me. It helped me say, you know what? I can't talk that long because then I go, I got to do this class in 4 minutes. I got to get straight to the point.
Right.
Have to do, man, doing that, that's the best way for me and experience to become better at public speaking. The only way better than that is getting your butt on stage. But imagine having done 50 products, 50 courses in private or with a small group of people, six or seven people. Sometimes I invite a live audience. Imagine doing that for, been doing this since 2012, 2009, really. I've been recording the products. Since 2009. I started the podcast, 2009. I've been doing this since 2009, first podcast, 2012.
Wow.
Dude. When you put me on stage, it's like I got my ancestors with me. I got all their years. Yeah. Yeah, man. So that's what I think you should do. And then get on stage, of course. They tell you Toastmasters. I'm not a novice. I'm telling you, man, go ahead, put out some products. Force yourself because you won't have them. You'll say, what can I do next? And it'll force you to go inside yourself, be genuine to you, and you'll develop some products. Definitely. This is a beer, by the way, too.
Oh, all right. Oh, I could have brought mine on. I mean, I got my bar in my room. It's on my wall. Had I known.
Well, you know, I'm not that sane. You know, you understand. There's something wrong with me. I like my beer. What's wrong with that?
Okay. So next, how? Okay. So with you remember when you created the law of attraction training, and I was just you know, so amazed by it. How do I create release and complacency to be like that? So if I wanted someone to take that training, how do I set it up where they can get it every single day? Like
absolutely.
That's what, what I want to do with it.
Yeah, you need an email marketing campaign, or email marketing platform. MailChimp can do it. It's free. MailChimp is free until you get to something like 2,000 subscribers. Okay. And then, or 2,000 emails, I should say, total. Okay. And then they start charging you. I started off with MailChimp.
Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you up for 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. Disability insurance can cover your lost income for months, years, or even decades. And Policy Genius is the easy way to get it. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then, their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
The only reason I left MailChimp because by the time I left MailChimp, they didn't have some tools that I needed. They didn't have the what you just asked for, how to set campaigns and do one. They didn't have that. They do now. They totally have it now.
So that's setting as a campaign. So I guess, so you would upload your video to it and then it would send it to whoever?
Almost. What you're going to do is in this almost in this order. You obviously set it up, set everything up, how you want to say signatures and all that stuff. Then you're going to upload it to YouTube or Vimeo. Most email campaigns won't play the video. You see people like me do is take a screenshot of the video and then make that picture an embed. So once I take a screenshot of the video, I make that picture link you to the video. So when you click the picture that looks like the video, it actually is hyperlinking you to the actual video. So it looks better, more professional.
Okay.
Definitely. And then how you do it is you create a campaign. You have in the campaign, you'll call it releasing complacency. And then you'll take all the emails of the people interested in releasing complacency and you'll have them in there. And then what you do is say, I want to release a complacency 30 days. And what you do is you build out the welcome letter. You build out the welcome letter. You tell people how to get it, where to get it from. And remember, if you're using a landing page, they're not going to remember the thank you page. You're going to say, in case you forget where to get your videos from, here's the page here. Here's how you can opt out. We love you. Thank you very much. Lunch with Law. Then your next email is going to be day one.
Right.
And then on day one, you're going to put a little description about what you're talking about.
Right.
You're going
to
put the video. And then you're going to have at the bottom maybe the upsell, if you're really good sales funding, at the bottom the upsell that you want on every single video. Then you're going to set up day two. You're going to set up day three and following all the way day 30. But then you're going to set in a system, which is real user-friendly, that when person blue cup joins my email list, even though it's 45 days later after I started it, they first receive welcome letter. They can receive the welcome letter day one all the way to day 30. So no matter when people come in,
right,
they always start off at day one. That's how you do that with an email marketing campaign.
Okay. All right. So I'll have to dive in a little deeper into that, but that's exactly what I want to do with the release and complacency. And I'm assuming, should I continue to let it be complimentary and then eventually charge for it, or just let it be complimentary all the way?
This is what I would do. I would let it be complimentary all the way. Mm-hmm. Let people know me, let people fall in love with me, because you're going to come out with a book. Sell the book.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how I'm selling the book. So
exactly. Okay. Yeah. You want to be going viral. Sell the book You already got the part. You're going to have two companies. You're going to have Releasing Complacency. Then you're going to have the podcast that's all promoting Releasing Complacency. All that freeness, you're going to give away all that value. You're going to guilt people into buying from you.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Guilt factor. I like that.
Yeah. Guilt factor. Yeah. I make so much money because people be like, man, that guy always is giving away, you know, all this value. He's a good brother. Let me just buy from him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So with that, like, to go back to what you said before, like, with the podcast, it's going to either be Launching with Law or Releasing Complacency. I'm thinking Launching with Law because I'm thinking of a larger scale, because I might create something else that I can throw into that podcast as opposed to pigeonholing it.
You can always have two podcasts. I have five. I have five on. Okay. And four of them are top ranked in the top 20 of iTunes. I have five. But I maintain all five every week.
How do you do that?
I'm compulsive. I have no personality, what, no life. I live, breathe, and sleep the people who follow me and listen to me. And I just stay up all night and I upload that stuff. That's how I do that. That's how I do that.
Sometimes I wonder, because it just be going and going. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'll get there one day. Not today. Today,
yeah.
I'm
going to sleep, so I got it. Yeah. They call me the machine. Like, at this point, life has to make me one of the most successful people ever, because at this point, I'd have worked so hard. Life is just gonna be like, you know what, man? Just make him famous. Go ahead. Just, you know, we feel bad for the little guy. You know, at that point, I'm looking for a media. Well, I got two media guys. But I'm looking for. It's hard to work for me. It's really hard. I have both of my media guys are at a low level of awareness. So until they get up in awareness, they are paid intern, so to speak. They're paid intern. As soon as they rise the level of awareness, and it's very, very hard to work for me. You got to vibrate right.
I mean, it's important. You got to vibrate. That's,
man,
that's the only thing that keeps you around if you don't vibrate on that.
Family. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I totally understand. I thought it was powerful that you actually have a media person, because that's one of the things that I've always thought about. Because with Traveling with Law, one of the things that I do want to do is have this whole Pride tour where I go to different states and countries and showcase the different prides that go on.
Wow. And
I would need someone to record me as opposed to me doing it, so this way you can see me partaking in it, and it tells a different story.
Okay. All right. So let's talk. Because right now we're sitting right in the middle of all Pride. Okay. So go ahead. Let's give Pride some love. So let's just stop the questions right now. Tell us about Pride and how happy you are, and just, you know, just freaking represent, man.
So Pride is a phenomenal phenomenal thing. It's a way to just showcase your love for yourself and love for others. You know, yes, it's about, you know, being gay and friendly and all those other things, but it's about showing love is most importantly, and being comfortable in your skin. So that's why a lot of individuals partake in Pride. I've been going to Pride since I was 16. I am now 29. And every year that I go, it gets better and better each and every year. And then sometimes you have certain milestones. So for like the last two milestones, we had you can get married in America, right? So that was a phenomenal Pride, because everyone has that. Finally, I can actually marry the individual in which I love. In Australia, I was in Australia, and Pride happened a little while ago too. And they actually had their marriage approved. And I was actually there when it occurred, when it was the final decision, it is approved, and it just changes the aura of everything. So I just wanted to showcase that Pride does exist, and it does exist in every country. Now, it does vary on different countries. You know, for instance, in some Caribbean countries, it's a little under wraps.
right.
It's like every other country, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Different, because they have it too. But you gotta, it's who you know to get into it, and it's just like a whole nother world. So it varies on each and every country in which you go to. It varies on every state. In New York, Pride is a month.
Wow. And
we have it in five different boroughs. Wow. And it's different in every borough. New York City is the largest one. That's the one that everyone goes to. But it's different in every borough. It's different in Brooklyn. It's different in Queens. It's different in Long Island. It's different in Staten Island. So I want to showcase all that. And that's how I came up with that. Because I'm always going. And why not showcase that.
Wow, that's awesome, man. I just literally just Sherman. That's awesome. That is awesome. And then, you know, I had a friend. I had a friend that used to always tell me, Tony, you would be such a great gay guy. You really would. You would be so great. Can I just turn you? You know, and we used to drink together. He was so funny.
And that's because of who you are as a person. You're comfortable in your skin. You know who you are, and that's not going to change. And that's the same, you know, same person I am.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
Meet hetero guys all the time. Like, if I was, you definitely would be the perfect person. It's just because right. We are. And I can accept that and I can push forward, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I just love people, man. At this point, you know, I love people. So I'm all about pride. Go ahead, pride. I was watching some stuff. I was like, I want to go to pride to get some beer. I'm trying to see what kind of beer y'all serve out there.
So free. I mean, the stuff that you see and the things that you get to do, some of just drinking, you know, some people who partake in the other things, it just goes down and the police just look the other way. Look, enjoy yourself, love yourself. And that's what it's about. And I want to get
I'll tell you what we do. Next time you go to Pride, I'm flying out wherever you are.
All
right. I'm flying out wherever you are. Right, I'm going to Pride with you, and we're going to do it on camera. I'll do it on camera, because it didn't happen if it's not on camera, right?
There you go.
All right, there it is. There it is.
Experience the magic. And just keep in mind, I usually try to go with anybody that's a little Caribbean, because I feel like it's more of a party.
Well, fair enough. Educate me.
Soca going, got my either the reggae, but mostly soca going, and we having a blast.
Well, there it is. See, educate me. So there we go. All right, okay, good. I'm glad you did that. Cool, man. Cute. Yeah. Shout out to the whole... Let me make sure I do this right, because I got a lot of friends to be correcting me. No, you can't leave this out. You can't leave this without. All right. Look, shout out.
I don't even know all that. I just think you like and love the way that you love. Whatever.
Okay. So, you know, okay. So, shout out to all Pride members. How about that? There we go. I start naming letters. Somebody's going to be like, you know what? You left me out. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I want to leave you out.
Letters, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. But I'm not mad at y'all.
Yeah.
Stand up for what you believe in. I ain't mad at you. Okay, all right. Back to the script.
So, working on my book that tells my story, I haven't told anyone the title of it because it's just a phenomenal title. I can tell you offline, not a problem.
Sweet.
But I keep it to myself because it's just, I want to tell my story. I have to tell my story. I have to tell where I came from and how I got back to being this person.
Yeah,
and that's awesome. Part of telling my story. So I'm thinking maybe I can get it published in 6 to 12 months. Do you think that's something that's doable?
Definitely doable. How are you trying to get it published? Are you thinking self-publishing or?
Well, I figure once I take your class, I will know. Okay, more than likely, self-publishing is the way I want to go.
If you want to self-publish it, I'll publish it for you. I own a publishing company, and I own a lot of stuff.
I know, it's the amazement. I do own a publisher.
I do. That's how I'm a 3-time bestseller artist.
Look, I dig it.
Let me tell you why I own a publishing company. I did my deal the first time, and I didn't like a lot of things that they were doing.
Okay.
And they gave me a problem. So me being me, my whole personality is if I'm going to try to work with you.
Right.
If you don't want to work with me, then I'm going to become your competition and I'm going to make you buy from me. That's my alpha maleness. It's just the way I am. So that's what I did to them. I bought my book back in the rights and then I absolutely self-published it again. And I sell the volume 2 version of that book, which I didn't make. I just made just enough changes for the Library of Congress to call it a volume 2. You're all in the legal line. And I did it in course the second book. And so I've been 3-time bestseller because the first book with them went bestseller. And then the two on my own bestseller. And I published a couple more people's books. But here's why I'm telling you I want to publish your book. I'm going to publish your book on the strength of pride. for free.
Aww.
Until you miss it. There it is. That's my gift for you, loving yourself and being you. I'm publishing your book. You ain't got to worry about it. Yeah. Now, if you want to go somewhere else, you can. That's not a problem.
You know, I kind of like this wholesale market that I have in front of me. It's just like everything in one. And I'm not individual. I like to go to BJ's and just get bulk of everything.
I know that's right.
If you got me on that, then I'm with it. So
yeah, I got you. We'll take care of you. Okay. And I'm doing just on the strength of you loving yourself. And represent who you are on the strength of that, you know. I mean, yeah, I got you, bro. I got you.
Awesome.
Cool, sweet.
I just need to tweak that a little bit because I need 4 best sellers.
Okay. All right. There it is.
Okay, great. Okay, my next question. What does it mean to be a founding member of your institute? What does that mean?
You know what? I am glad you said that. We have... Yes, we have. I'm sorry, I got a little delay. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah,
we've been thinking about that, and here's what we come up with thus far. This is top secret news. This is what we come up with so far. What we did not want under any circumstances was founding members not to actually be founding.
Okay.
Right? And then what we're going to do, there's a couple of things we talked about, and they're not really set in stone, but there's a couple of things we talked about. We want that in our major conferences that you just get special stuff no one else gets, period, point blank, no apologies, favor ain't fair. That's what it is, okay? That's what it is. Got that there. And then we talked about exclusive training with the founding members only that you can't even get into. There's no level of pay. It's just not, you know, it's sorry, you know.
Okay.
You know, that's, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is exclusive. This is, you know, it's not, we don't mean to be disrespectful, right. But, you know, that's just not the way it works. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
gotcha.
We talk about giving mad stuff away for free. As I think we're at, we're at 62 people now. And I'm not, what do you think I should cut off the founding? Right now, all of you are founding members. What do you think I should cut off the founding?
You said you're at 162?
No, just 062. Like, this, you know, like 62.
Oh, 62.
Yeah, 62 people.
I think, what's your favorite number?
My favorite number is 9.
90 feel kind of steep, though.
90 feel kind of steep. That's too steep for founding members.
Maybe 69.
That's 69.
That is dumb. I mean, it came out right.
You can't keep putting us together.
Members to fit in the same space, so you have to.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You're right. We do want that.
To manage in smaller numbers as opposed to in larger numbers.
Fair enough. So then
you're getting to that point.
We are. Looks like 70 is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looks like it'll be 70.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's as far as we got right now.
7 is the number of
completion.
There it is.
Okay. So we're gonna do that. We'll sit down and talk about it. If you have any suggestions, just hit me up in the text. I want it to be special. I want you all to be special. Not kind of special, but for, you know what? It's not really 70 because I'm also counting. It's not really 62 because I'm counting all of our staff.
Okay, so
we actually have, I'll find out the real number. We're actually probably about 50. I forgot I'm counting my staff because I'm just looking at that number. But yeah. So we'll stop at 70. That's it. You just figured it out.
Okay.
See, when you launch with law, you even figure out your founding members. There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay, next question. Okay, so we talked about this, you know, me changing my brand name. How do you feel about it now?
The Launching with Law?
Yeah, because, you know, I changed it originally because, you know, Travel with Law was awesome. It was a great start, but I'm more than travel and I didn't want to be pigeonholed to it. So I've been playing with Launching with Law for a while and now it's just like, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. To be honest with you, let me tell you how. I mean, here's my real answer. I forgot already it was Travel with Law. That's how much I love Lunching with Law. I forgot. When you said Travel with Law, I was like, oh, yeah. In my head, I was like, oh, yeah. That tells you how good you did it. Yes, absolutely. I forgot all about Traveling with Law.
I feel like this is it. I feel strong about it. Like, I had it in my, I have this thing called the light bulb. And it's a note in my phone. Like, anytime I have some brilliant idea that I feel like might make $1 million one day, I put it in my light bulb, and Launching with Law has been my light bulb for a while now. And now I feel like it fits and it's worthwhile.
It does. It does, man. And I think between Les Brown training you and me training you, I think, God, man, I think it's your time. I really do.
Oh, it is.
Don't think. It is definitely my time. Look, thank you very much.
I claimed it. Eight is my favorite number. I've started claiming since 28. Since 28 things. It's just kind of. And I said 2018 is the year.
Wow. That's awesome. Here's what's crazy. You say you're 29, and you said twice on this phone call you're 29. Dude, I retired November 11th on my 29th year of living.
Look. It's I just want to throw that out there. I've always said I was retiring at 30, and now I'm just like, all right, we got to hustle. We got to get it. It's insane that you say that, and I'll be 30 come November 27th.
Wow, look at that. Look at that, man. So I just want to let you know, November 11th, 29 years old, I retired. I'm 36. I retired. I have not had a job in the last 7 years. And I want you to think about that, because here's what's powerful about that. I retired when everyone was still in a recession. But you see, mostly,
in a recession. You see, no. Was in a recession. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. What happened was, see, I've been in business for myself since 1997. I was 14 years old. But I grew up differently though. So you understand. My story. But I went through, I've been through like 6 recessions as a business owner. I know how to do real business in a recession when there's nothing. Right now we're in like 9 years of plenty. I can't wait for the crash. Not that I'm wishing it on people, but I'm going to buy up everything when it happens. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, hear me now.
Right now is the 9 years of plenty?
Oh yeah, we're in 9 years of plenty right now, brother. Let's see. The great recession we just had, well, there is a great recession called depression, but the great recession, the greatest recession we ever had besides 1929, the Great Depression, was 2008, 2009, depending on how you want to classify it, the housing market. But now we're back. And the reason we're back is for a couple of reasons. We're back because what we did with the housing market and just lended out money for no reason is the same thing we did with the dot-com market. We lended out money for no reason in 2000. It's the same thing we're doing with tech startups right now. We're lending out money for no reason. Snapchat, no beef, but they've never recorded a profit, you know? Netflix, I had to say no beef because, you know, I might invest in them. I might get them. I might be their spokesperson, so I'm not trying to, I don't want to mess this up with this, But Uber has no profit. Netflix is $25 billion in debt. Wow. For real. And they're winners. Because when Obama put out the stimulus package, regardless of how you fit on Obama, stimulus package, we've been in plenty since 2009. It's been money pouring in, and we have yet to have a bust. This is long time. The market normally busts every 7 years. This is a long time, my man. It is about to bust, and when it does, I'm buying everything. Money doesn't disappear. It just transfers hands.
Wow, powerful.
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Considering, becoming LLC, I'm going to, do more research, but I feel like that might be the best route for me.
As long as you're taking in passive income.
I'm taking passive income. Okay.
Passive income. Well, in real estate, I have two LLCs. I have an LLC that's classified as an S election. That means it's an LLC that behaves like an S corp or a corporation.
Okay.
S corporation, I should say. And then I have an LLC for passive income. So when I fix and flip, I have my LLC with my S corporation that takes that because it's massive income. Passive income, when I buy and hold, that means rent money that I'm using to increase my wealth, I use a regular LLC for that.
Okay.
The ATSJR companies is an LLC. Although we get massive money, watch what I say on the YouTube. Yes, although we get a little bit of money, that's what I'm gonna say now. Let me get a little bit of money. I like to think of it as passive money, okay, so to speak, and I classify it that way. Okay. Basically, if it's passive, if it's money that comes in monthly, you'll be taxed differently. That's I feel comfortable telling you that without you having to use some research or CPA because I wouldn't get sued. But that is true though. Now, if you're talking about making $150,000 at a time, you might not want an LLC.
Okay.
Yeah, you might want to, and constantly like 150, 150, 250, 350, $1 million deal. You might not want an LLC. You might want to double check that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, can you always start off a certain way and then change it? Or once you're locked into it, you're locked into it?
Nah, you can always change it. Just make sure you get professionals that do so. At this point in my life, I have professionals do everything. Here's a blessing, though. What you can do is do what I do, what I haven't told you. I have LLCs, C Corps, S Corps, and they all are inside of each other. So when I want to do something that's going to be massive, I'll do it in another company name that I own or without a control. Because I don't own anything that I control. Yeah, I don't own anything. You sue me, you're getting a Snickers bar. I don't own nothing. But what I control, right? That's it. Yeah. But what I control is enormous. And I have nonprofits. I have two different nonprofits. It just depends on what kind of deal I'm doing, how I'm doing it. I will have this company do that for this tax break.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. You can have them all in one.
Okay, all in one.
Gotcha. One more thing about that. Let me, because this is powerful, and I didn't learn this here until I start operating on this level. Okay. Let's talk about my LLC real quick, buy and hold. I constantly create new entities. Most people think you got to have one LLC. You start your business, and that's it, because you don't want to mess up your baby, your business. No, BS. Okay. You totally want to mess up your baby and your business. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
If I get, here's why. Because my asset, I believe in safety, speed, profit. Safety, speed, profit. Okay. That's what I believe in. I'm always going to be safe first, not in my protections of my money. That's what I mean. Not in my movements and stuff, but I'll do my due diligence. But I'm a great risk taker. That's why I am where I am. Safety first, then speed, so nobody beats me there, and then I secure my profit. Here's what I mean. Let's say I have one LLC that owns four houses. I'm done. I would now create another LLC, not me personally. I would say, lawyer, give me another LLC. And I would go buy another four houses. Now I have two LLCs owning eight houses, but they own four houses apiece. Let's say I get a 350-unit apartment complex. I'm going to create an LLC with some crazy name. I'm going to call it Law's Pride. No, Law's Book We Don't Know the Title of, LLC. Right? I'm going to do that. And that one LLC is going to own that whole apartment complex. Why? Because if you sue me, why would I let you get all eight houses and the apartment complex?
Okay.
That's called asset protection. You feel me? I own, like, as far as legal entities, lots of them, over the dozens, because my asset, sue me, you're gonna be like, man, we coming after him. Nope, you sued this company name, I'm gonna sue you right now. You're not doing anything. You are not. That is true. That is absolutely true. You are not doing anything if someone's not trying to come take it.
Wow.
If poor people are not trying to come take it, you are not doing anything. Honestly. I'm being sued right now. They're going to lose. If they do win, they're going to get a duplex. That's it. A rundown duplex. That is it.
And that's, you know, breadcrumb.
Well, yeah. That's I paid a dollar for it.
Yeah.
I paid a dollar for it. It's worth a lot, but I paid a dollar for it. I won't say what it's worth. But it's up there, though. Yeah. I paid a dollar for it in 2009 to give you an idea. And its payoff has no equity whatsoever. Ooh, I just made some money while we were talking to you. Hold on. All right. Just made some money. I had to check that email. I like making money. Money is good. Okay. So that's just the explanation of asset protection. I wanted to show you how, and I just want to add value. I know I'm talking fast, but yeah. I wanted to add value to when you get big, create LLC. What are you talking about? A couple of $100? $900 to create that if you use a lawyer or something like that, that's worth it.
Okay.
You spend $900 to protect a couple of $100,000? Yeah. Yeah, you do that. You split them up. Don't put all your eggs in one basket when it comes to asset protection.
Okay. That's good to know for me because I'm kind of like a stickler where I like everything on one accord, but that makes more sense to actually do that as opposed to putting everything in one thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Somebody will get hurt, and what they'll do is they'll look up your company name, see what all it owes, and they'll sue you not for what their damages were, but for what your worth was.
Gotcha.
And that's just not fair. It's just not fair. It's not fair that people take good people money, but anyway.
But that's what happened. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So eventually I'm going to need some help with creating my website because, you know, like I want – so when I have an email address, I wanted to say like at launching with Laura. Is that something that comes with any website that you create or?
Yeah. Oh, well, not any. I own my own service. There's another surprise. So yes, I could create at launching with Law. No problem.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that's what I was considering. Yeah. Because right now I still have my child with Laura cards and stuff, but I'm getting ready to get rid of it. And I need to decide on what it is that I'm going to include on the card so I can kind of pass it around. Because my way of advertising myself was putting it on the trains in New York City or wherever I travel, I give out cards. But now I'm also considering going to the street fairs and just randomly having things because, you know, people always take things.
That's good.
You go. So this is where I can market myself. So I'm going to, you know, need help with that. I'm going to do that.
Got you.
My other concern was social media. I was changing everything over to launching with Laura.
Sure,
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Even my Facebook page, I was going to change that over. And, you know, I've been speaking and saying, you know, welcome to Launch with Laura.
Yep.
Although it still has all the travel with Laura aspect of it, but I feel like it just shows another part of me. So I don't really want to get rid of that. Yeah?
Because you want people to Google you. And you want them. Yeah. You want one accord, right? So you want to have someone Google you. Was your dad in the Army? Because most Army, only Army brats say things like one accord. Did you have somebody? No, you just got it?
I have siblings.
All right.
One on accord person.
So. Okay. Cool. Yeah you want to be, if someone puts in at the ATSJR, you're going to find me everywhere. You know, if someone put in my name, you kind of want, so when you start, I put Antonio T. Smith Jr. in everything that we create now because I don't want you searching for Antonio Smith and getting, you know, I don't want you to turn, you know, I want you to find me with what I'm listing it as so you can find me because there's some, you know, I Googled my name before and there's like some people raping people, you know, hey, that's not me, you know, I got some money. I ain't going to do all that if that's the case, you know.
The only thing that I was keeping with Travel with Law is probably my Snapchat and then also the segment. Well, I think of my YouTube channel as a station, a television station, and you have different segments on it.
That's fair. If you want to manipulate it, just make sure your name at the top. You can keep at Travel with Law, but then put Lunching with Law as the name of the channel, not the handle.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll Google the same way. Okay. It'll be just fine. So when
Don't change the handle? You don't think I should change the handle?
If I were you, I would change the handle to all Lunching with Law.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, right. Definitely.
But no, the segment will still be there on the channel. Like, Child with Law still exists. Like, in still,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep.
I'm going to try. I want to travel the world. That's just my thing, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's definitely still leaning toward that being a television show. You put that bug into my ear. Because I was just thinking, my YouTube channel as a television show. Either way. But if it can be produced and actually put on there, that'd be...
Well, fun. Let's keep talking because I just launched my own...
I know you got...
I just launched my own TV network.
I am going to be the next Kris Jenner because, you know, there's eight of us. I have eight phenomenal, dynamic siblings.
Really?
And I'm intending to be the next Kris Jenner because I know all of them can do and what they want to do, and we are all entertainers.
I would like that on my TV network. Right.
We had no choice but to be entertained.
Wow.
There's eight of us. One of the things, you know, think about birthdays, for instance, and I call my mom Lady. Lady will always say, oh, you don't need to invite no daggone friends. You got all your friends right here, all eight siblings. Birthday party done. So we had to pretend to be other people.
Is that right? No. Here, come on camera. I'm gonna kick you out in a second. But look, here's. There he is. You see his look? Yeah. Okay. You get out now. Get out. But I know you love some Grace. So yeah. She just walked in. She's awesome. I would love that show on my TV network. Let's talk, man. Let's talk. I'm still growing it right now, but let's talk.
Definitely.
Yeah, I would love that.
Next, I really need to figure out a posting schedule. Like what you said to me, you didn't say it to me, what you said in general. Well, you did say it to me because I took it as me. I need to be, post things that is on purpose. How do I figure out a posting schedule is what I've been trying to come up with. And what to post on what platform is what I've kind of been going back and forth. So now I've been cutting back on my posting because I don't want to just post anything right now. I want a specific thing on Instagram, something specific on Facebook. So this way I can continue to grow my following.
I would like for you to dismiss the whole scheduling idea. You don't have to.
Okay.
But this is the only, I don't like rules. I don't.
I understand.
I don't like rules. And as a Pride member, I can't even imagine how you would like rules either. You know, it's just, the rules are pretty oppressive. You understand?
Too entertaining.
You know?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we abandon those rules, now we can do whatever the hell we want to do.
Okay.
If you make sure that all your posts make you a resource, then that means all your posts will add value. You can post whatever you want. That's what I do. Think about it this way. In fact, you can write this down. The days of being relevant and not a resource are over.
Okay. Gotcha.
They're over. If you're going to be relevant now in the information age, the one we live in, you got to be a resource. Everybody posts now. Why am I going to stop on your timeline if you're not a resource to me?
Sure.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, so yeah, you want to stay relevant by being a resource. I don't post anything if it doesn't add value to people's life. If I'm not going to change your mind, introduce a new concept, make you some money, I'm not posting it. I'm just not. You know, I follow a VRIN number. I'll have to explain to you in another call, but I follow a VRIN number. In fact, if you go look at my video, Becoming a Personal Brand, it's on my YouTube as well because I did it inside the thing. I break down VRIN number inside of there, Becoming a Personal Brand. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
You know, if you can't find it, put Becoming a Personal Brand and then my name and you find
gotcha.
It makes you a resource. Yeah, if you don't add value, don't post it. Now you can still add your travel stuff because you're adding value to kids who think they can't travel. That's respectable,
right? Yeah,
you know, but for the most part, add value.
Important. Yeah. to me, you know, because
I've
been for as a kid, you know, you don't have these opportunities. So actually to be able to showcase that, especially having eight siblings, we didn't do a lot growing up. It's eight of us.
Now we're eight siblings. Okay? Y'all split hot dogs. And
right.
Stuff,
and one of the things.
I ain't had nothing to eat.
I want, for instance, like whenever we did have an outing, it was the circus. We all went to the circus. Our lady could afford the tickets for all the circus, and she packed the lunch. It was fried chicken, it was sandwiches, it was juice boxes, it was this. Who want chicken? Who want? And I mean, she's like yelling out, the circus is going on. Pass it down. Come on, pass that wing down. And this is what it was. So, you know, and because of that, that's why I want to explore
the world. Big deal.
That you can explore the world.
Absolutely, man. And I love it. And I hope you keep doing it. Well, I know you're going to keep doing it.
Yeah,
I know you're going to keep doing it. Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Yeah. So ditch the schedule, become a resource, only add value.
Okay.
And now what do you post? You post things. Excuse me. You didn't ask what you post. What do you post on certain social medias?
Right.
Snapchat and Instagram is where your young folk are.
I know.
And Snapchat is probably bigger than Instagram. You saw me. I messed up on Snapchat. You corrected me. You helped me fix that out because I had it in an infinite loop. Yeah, one of my media people tripping. Appreciate you. Shout out to Law.
It's annoying.
It's really annoying. Yeah.
Look at the game.
Yeah. So I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. As I'm trying to take over Snapchat right now. Yeah. So you definitely, you want your videos to be over there, and you know your funny stuff. But then on LinkedIn, you know what? LinkedIn has changed. LinkedIn is still your business professional everything, but a month ago, maybe 3 months ago, LinkedIn decided to add videos to their network.
Oh, I didn't know
they
that.
Wanted me to be famous. You know, I'm already famous. They wanted me to be even more famous because they added videos. Now I'm killing LinkedIn.
Wow,
it's unfair. And let me tell you why it's so easy for me to kill LinkedIn, because I only post stuff that's resourceful.
Okay.
So that fits the LinkedIn platform.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you go to LinkedIn, you want to be a resource. You want to either shout somebody out or educate someone. If you go to Facebook, you can do whatever you want to do, right? If you want to stand out and be different, then you want to be a resource too. If you stay a resource in everything you do, You can post on every single platform but Snapchat. Snapchat wants you to show them behind the scenes and be transparent with them.
That's what I've been doing with Snapchat.
There you go.
You get more of the personal side of who
exactly.
Lord is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that like right, yeah.
My Instagram lives, you get a little more personal as with the things that I actually post.
Exactly. I just put some on IGTV today, and I watch it. Now, see, everybody went on IG, you know, Instagram just did the IGTV, and that was 3 days ago. By the time you're watching this, it was 2 days ago. By the time you're watching this, 2 days ago, they just did it. I watched for 48 hours. I wasn't going to be first. I knew in 48 hours, I would still be one of the first. Now I look, I say, that was boring. That's boring. All right, she's just talking, running her mouth. You know, I'm looking at all these people. So what I do, I put out a music video of me going to meetings and working in my office and my whole team making money, people that work for me, with a song that I actually did in 2006, right? So it's actually my own music, because I used to be a pretty big-time rapper. But then I made it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just showed you me walking in a suit, me with no shave, no haircut, or me sitting here. I just made, over 2 days, we just shot a bunch of footage, chopped it all together, made it go in and out, people having fun. That's how I debuted myself on IGTV.
Dig it.
Because I like being, if everybody's going left, go right.
Right.
Yeah. I'm already giving you motivation. I'm already, law of attraction or this and this. You know, it's Instagram, for God's sake.
Right. And I think sometimes we forget that. That's why, you know, my whole thing is fun and flow.
That's it, man. That's it, yep.
Yeah, so I like that aspect of it, because my whole thing is, you know, on this journey, I still want to stay true to myself. And me, I like to have a good time, and I like to have fun. So I can't go on stage in a three-piece business suit. That is just not me personally. But when I look damn good, I will always look damn good. You ain't got to worry about that. But
I know who I am. That's it. That's it.
That was something, you know, that I was worried about, too. And I've kind of, you know, got back to, no, you know who Law is. Stick with who Law is. And no matter what, you will always shine.
And well, I'm glad you said that, because I want to let the audience know, since we're going to post this publicly to help people out, that me and Law were at a Les Brown event in April, and we were having a dress off. We were, I was in my blue suede. I had it going on, because I needed people to know. At this point, when I show up to speaking engagements, I need you to know I'm a millionaire. At this point, because it didn't used to be. It didn't used to be like that. It didn't used to be like that.
Oh, it didn't. Okay.
No, but what happened? Folks start playing with me, like I wasn't real. Like, you know, like I wasn't me. So I said, okay, then let me show you with these $400 Allen Edmonds on. You know, let me show you what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, stuff like that. I had to make sure, since I couldn't put money to my ear. You know, like Floyd Mayweather, you understand? I had to make sure that I dressed. Okay, and then me, so me and Law met, and he had a dress off. But I just want to let all the Pride community go, he won. He won. Come on, how the hell I was going to beat this guy? Come on, man. You know, how was I going to beat a Pride member in dressing? Come on, really? Really? I was going to beat a Pride member in dressing? Really? Come on.
You know,
come
on, he won. It was the shoe game, though.
It was a shoe game. It was. The shoe game was on point.
Let me put the secret behind the secret, right?
Go ahead. Give it to me.
Let people know, right? So I honestly wore the same damn outfit for the 3 days. But the key is...
Tell me about it.
...is your shoes. Your shoes is always your statement piece, right? So it can be bright or it can be stylish. And it's your accessories. It's how you accessorize. Right. So it always looked like I had on something different. But I promise you, it was either the same pants, the same vest, or the different shoe. And then you play around with your hair. See, I have hair, so I play around with that. So it might be down one moment, it might be up one moment, then it's crinkly the next. It's like, how you pull all that off? Because I plan out my hairdos. I do my own hair. So I plan out my hairdos. But mind you, I'm nearly 2 months of not doing my hair. But yet, it always looked different.
Always look different.
So it's
I
all
feel
about
like I just learned something. Right. I feel like I just learned something. Okay, shoe. Yeah, I was wearing some shoes out there too. I was. Okay, I gotta go. You know what? I'm going to the mall tomorrow. Yes. Going to the mall tomorrow to go compete with Law. Right. There it is. Competing with Law. There it is. That's the next company.
You gotta accessorize. Whether it be a vest, whether it be a chain or something that's gonna make people focus on. It's gonna.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. And that's how you do it. So that's I gave you the secret behind the secret.
I appreciate you, because I've been using the hell out of it. I promise you that. You can't teach me nothing.
The insane thing is that's all we did. We never actually had a conversation. We never really had a real conversation after the fact. It was always, oh, I like that. I like the way you did that.
Yeah.
We compliment each other. We continue, but we didn't have a conversation until afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah. I was that's so busy, but I felt your energy. I said, I'm going to keep in touch with that guy.
Yeah.
And I remember throwing you my king hat, too. I remember that. Still already. Appreciate you. I don't know what made me do that.
I appreciate it. You said, do you know what a king is? And I said, yeah, it's inside of me. Hello.
And you saw what I said.
The fact that you know that you are, you know. Come on.
You understand.
Nothing different.
You understand.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's it.
Complacency.
Man, that's it. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Good. We so entertaining. You know what? I'm gonna be gay. I'm gonna try out this gay thing. I'm gonna go to Pride. I'm gonna see if y'all gonna come over here, me, you know, follow me, just come on through. I'll make a good one. It's all good. I played too much. Okay. I'm so strange. But you strange too, so it's all right.
I'm accustomed to it. But my skin can't nothing just change.
Man, child, I'm comfortable.
You're just lost. So, look.
I am comfortable. I don't care nothing. I want to go priding. I'm going priding the next time you go next year. We're going some. Show me how it works. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Without doubt. Look, if my oldest brother can go and you thought I was kind of like this, I mean, he is swole. And I remember one year he went with Mr. Halloween and he was like, nah, I'm going to go and see what it's about. I'm going to see what's. And so many guys is hitting him left and right. He's like, it's nothing. If you, you are,
yeah.
You're fine. You're going to be fine in any element you're in, no matter what.
Yeah, man. I love life. I'm happy as hell and I love who I am.
Absolutely.
And I like making people happy too. So that works out. Yeah.
And this is why we're entertaining. This is why I said I'm an entertainer as opposed to just a speaker or just a YouTuber. I'm an entertainer at the end of the day. And I just gotta let that, you know, come to the forefront.
Yeah, definitely.
People love you.
That's it, man. Okay. That's it. Appreciate you. Got anything else?
I think that's about it. I kind of
answered. What?
Yeah, that was a long list, but, you know, I think
seemed
like it was short, though.
Yeah. No, I think we went in. It did seem like it was short. I always have fun with you, man. I always have fun with you. But I can't help myself because I'm such a promoter and a marketer.
Right.
And
right.
I don't know too much about the Pride community. Because for me, let me tell you, I don't know too much about the Pride community. Because y'all just people. I'm just, you know, you're people, right? I'm people. You're people. You get it. But of course, there is a fight. And of course, I know about a fight for civil rights. I'm black, right? So of course,
right.
I know about a fight
for
civil rights. Now, but it has to be some famous Pride people that you would love to shout out right now. It has to be. Of course it has to be, right? Is that the way it works? No? You don't know?
I'm my biggest star, so I...
That was so great. That was the greatest answer of all time.
When I come across, I still can't think of any celebrity that... Well, no, there's a couple. I definitely got me Oprah. I definitely got me Steve Harvey. But aside from that, I'm not like, oh my God, I gotta... No, I think we're humans, and I wish everyone the best. And I'm a cheerleader for everybody.
Sure, you know, me too.
The best for everyone. So.
But I do love Ellen. And you run your mouth about Ellen.
So
I'm
definitely, okay, so Ellen. Okay. All right. I love Ellen, so I guess it would be...
I love her. She is... Golly.
You know, but the check is on the wall, so...
Well, then there it is.
Eventually, you know, it's going to happen.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. Well, Law, it has been a pleasure, man. I knew from the first day I met you, it was going to be awesome. Shout out this guy. Just, ladies, if you made it this far in the video, I need you to know Law is a very impressive person. He's personally mentored by Les Brown, personally, and he's also personally mentored by Antonio T. Smith Jr. I'm the next big thing. If you didn't know, I promise you, I'm so aggressive and so hungry that you just, man, just wait for when it comes. Y'all know how it is. Law is amazing. I love this brother. I love you, man. Your dreads, your whole community, and now your 8 siblings. I look forward to having you publishing your book for free and having your show on the ATS Network, and then you becoming the next Ellen or Oprah. I love that, man. You know, I really do.
Before you end it, though, I'm gonna let you end it, actually. Oh, okay. Go ahead. You know why 8 is my favorite number. So, like I said, I am 1 of 8. I was born in 88. I'm the third child. 3 + 5 = 8. I will live to 2088. And I have 8 letters in my first, middle, and last name, but you can call me Laura.
But you can call me Law. Man, that's a cold way to end it. There it is. You can call me Law. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you. All right, man. It's been a pleasure. Let's do this again for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. Super entertaining. We got to give them what they want. If this is what they
that's
want,
it, man. Give it to them. All that's right. it. All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right, definitely.
Okay. Bye-bye.